Okay, let's move on here to Lynn, who's calling us from Seattle. Hi, Lynn. Thanks for your patience hanging in there.
Oh, no problem, doctor, and thank you for taking my call. So I'm calling because I've had what feels like an ongoing cold, and it won't go away for, like, most of this year. It's chest congestion, a runny nose, stuffed up nose, coughing, a little bit of sneezing, but I'm concerned because it's ongoing. It doesn't go away, so I'm not sure what to do.
Okay. Well, a couple, three things you could think about, and do them all or do one or two of them, whatever you choose, ma'am. One of the things is how much vitamin A are you taking? And the reason I ask is that vitamin A has been found to be a major protector, and a protector of that whole respiratory tract against infections. Now, I didn't say it kills germs, but it keeps that tract strong so it doesn't get infected as easy. How much vitamin A do you use every day?
None.
Okay, ma'am. Well, one of the first things to try, particularly since the odds of you getting pregnant are likely to be very small, it is safe, and I did say safe, to use 50,000 units of vitamin A a day for the rest of one's life if one doesn't get pregnant, because it might hurt the fetus if mom is using that much, but not the mom. Now, how, or the non-mom if she's not a mom. Now, how can we know if we're one of the few people who is an adult who that's too much for? Well, funny thing, but an overdose of vitamin A raises the pressure inside the brain and spinal cord. It's called the cerebrospinal fluid, and that gives us a headache. So if we start taking 50,000 units of vitamin A a day and we start developing headaches that we're not accustomed to having, oops, it's too much vitamin A for us. But otherwise, there is no other healthcare hazard in taking that much vitamin A except, as I said, pregnancy. What that does is it really strengthens the whole lining of the respiratory tract, and while we're at it, it helps strengthen the lining of the gut too, and it makes it a lot harder for those little germs to live. So that's one thing to think about. Secondly, are you taking vitamin D, or are you getting sunshine regularly, which means you'd have to leave the Seattle area and go very far away to get sunshine, but even so, are you doing either one?
No, neither one. And that's another thing I'd like to ask you is what supplements, but it looks like you're covering that, will help this, will help me.
Okay, with vitamin D, you can find a very highly absorbable vitamin D as well as a highly absorbable vitamin A in separate 1 ounce squeegee dropper bottles, not with a dropper in them, but squeegee, you squeeze and out comes a drop. It's made by a company for whom I do not work and I receive no revenue. They're called Biotics Research, B-I-O-T-I-C-S, and they're out of Texas, and all the health food stores have them, and so does Tahoma Dispensary and your compounding pharmacy. One is just vitamin A drops, and the other one is vitamin D drops, and the vitamin A drops, it's 12,500 units per drop, so that one's 4 drops a day, and the vitamin D is 2,000 units per drop. And in, when we live under all this cloud cover most of the year, ma'am, a minimum, and I did say minimum, of 2 drops, which is 4,000 units of vitamin D a day, is very, very necessary to do all kinds of good stuff for us, including it promotes longevity. I'm not kidding. There's serious research on that. Okay, but with vitamin A, we don't have to have our blood tests done. We just get a headache if we take too much. Vitamin D does not give us symptoms if we take too much, so if we do take advantage of vitamin D, always start at this lower amount, and I've never seen it be too high with 2 drops a day, which is 4,000 units. But you always start there, and then you get in 60 to 90 days a blood test for vitamin D and make sure it wasn't too much for you. And if you're still not into the what's called tropical optimal, which is the same level that people who live in the tropics and get sunshine every day have, but they don't die of vitamin D, do they? No, or they'd be all dead in the tropics. So anyway, what is the level we're shooting for? Well, it's certainly not what's called, quote, normal, unquote, range on the lab test. It's the tropical optimal, which is 60 to 100. And just remember those numbers, 60 to 100. So if your vitamin D level comes in below 60 to 100, you go another drop up and check it again just to make sure it's not past 100. But if it comes up in that 60 to 100 range, well, you've got it, and that's all you need to be using. And then I'm going to ask you to consider throwing in a third thing, ma'am, after I ask you a impertinent question, possibly. How old are you this year?
Oh, pardon me? What was the question, doctor?
How old are you this year, ma'am?
Oh, 65.
Okay. Now, oddly enough, when we're 65, 70, somewhere in there, The major gland that controls the immune system, it's called the thymus gland. It's located underneath the breastbone in both men and women. It literally does start to deteriorate. I'm very sorry. It's part of the so-called aging process, quote-unquote, but it does. Now, researchers found that for sure the major mineral element that helps to strengthen thymus gland, and in fact in experimental animals, it'll actually revive it if it's halfway dead, no kidding, have that major element happens to be zinc. Now, one can get zinc, of course, from the health food store, but one can also just eat oysters. And there's plenty of zinc in oysters, so if people like oysters, they could eat them a couple times a week, and they'd probably be getting enough zinc. But me, I had oysters when I was a little kid. I swore off them right at that point, and I tried them again when I was a teenager. I still swore off them. So I just go get a zinc capsule from the health food store, and there's a company that puts 30 milligrams of zinc, that's 30, and 2 milligrams of copper in the same capsule. Why? Because if we take zinc for quite a while to strengthen our thymus glands, it could push too much copper out of our bodies. And if we take copper for too long, it could push too much zinc out of our bodies. So they just balance them in this one capsule. And if you're not liking oysters, then you could take one of those a day, and that would definitely slow down this aging process in the thymus gland. Now, I've mentioned a couple, three things. I've mentioned vitamin A, vitamin D, and zinc. Those are all very part and part of the immune system to keep the germs out. So one other thing then, ma'am, it sounds as if you do have a little germ in there now. Have you tried going after it with what's called colloidal silver?
No, I've heard of that, but there's so much pro and con that scares me. I'm not sure who to believe.
Okay, ma'am. Well, let's try believing the Roman Empire. Huh? What's that got to do with anything? It seems that it is absolutely documented that when Roman soldiers went on long marches to go conquer somebody. Why the hell they had to do that, I don't know, but they did. They would always throw silver coins into their milk or other liquid that they carried along with them for drinking. They threw silver coins in there, and they left them in there. And for that reason, the Roman soldiers didn't have infected, breaking down drinks, because the silver killed any germs there were, even though it was in a coin. Some a little bit of it leaked out of the coin and killed germs, and you can look this up in Roman history if you want to. Now, let's get to today. Today, if we take colloidal silver, it's sometimes called nanoparticulate, which just means teeny, teeny particles of silver. That's what nano stands for. If we take that, yes, we could go on stage in Nevada as the Blue Man if we did that every day for about 10 years. I am not kidding you. There was actually a fellow who ran for governor of Montana who looked slightly blue, and someone asked him, and I mean his skin, not his mood. And somebody asked him about it. He says, oh, I've just been using silver. I like silver. I've been taking silver for years and years, and that's what it does to me. And that is true, ma'am, if you take it every day for years. But if you take it every day for long enough to get rid of an infection, which is usually 3-4 days, you don't turn blue at all. And there is no other harm done. So I don't know where anybody is fear-mongering people about colloidal silver or nanoparticulate silver. You take it long enough to get rid of the infection, then you stop, unless you have another one later on. But then you stop. And the only hazard anybody's ever run into, ma'am, is turning blue. I'm serious, the color blue.
So colloidal silver, if I start taking it, what is the dosage, doctor?
Yes, most of them will say right on this label, it'll say either half a teaspoon or a teaspoon at a time. And if you're trying to get rid of infection, you got to do that every 3-4 hours while you're awake. And if you happen to wake up in the middle of the night, do it again, but don't wake yourself up to do it, just if you happen to wake up in the middle of the night. And if it doesn't work, ma'am, within 3 days you don't notice, oh, there's a noticeable difference, then just quit. But here's another cool thing, ma'am. Back in 1943, New York State Medical Journal, that's what it was, published a letter to the editor from some docs who actually ran research on over 100 people. And what they did is at the very first sign of the cold, very first sign of the cold or flu, why, they all took 50,000 units of vitamin A and 1/10 that amount of vitamin D, divide 150,000 by 10, and oh my goodness, 81-point-something% of those people got rid of their infection within 3 days, ma'am. So that vitamin A and D, they're very protective of the membranes I was telling you about, especially the vitamin A, protective of lung membranes and so forth. But they also, for a person who hasn't been using them, can act as an anti-infectious agent. So there you go, ma'am. You got your background with vitamin A, vitamin D, and zinc. We can all apply this except if we're little kids, and then we better talk to the pediatrician about whether those doses are good for little kids of whatever size. But we can all adults, we can do this unless we're planning to get pregnant, and then we can add in the silver for 3 days. Yeah, it's quite safe, ma'am.
Okay, and vitamin D, is it D3 or just vitamin D?
Oh, the drops will just say vitamin D. And I highly recommend these drops because if you stick them under your tongue, they'll partially absorb there. And the older we get, the more trouble our intestines have sometimes, not always, but much of the time, with absorbing things as good as they did when we were younger. And this kind of drop is designed to get around that.
And just one more question, doctor. Do I take the drops all at once? Does it matter with food, or doesn't matter?
Well, if you're going to try to hold them under the tongue for a little bit and get some of it absorbed there, then they should be taken, consecutively. First you do the vitamin A, then you do the vitamin D. On the other hand, if you just want to swallow them, hey, they're nutrients, so just you can do them with or without food. It doesn't matter. They're nutrients.
You're such a big help, doctor. Thank you so, so much.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling and helping to get the word out about this kind of stuff, because there is so much we can do for our own health, and I'm glad you're doing it.